Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's a tough conversation, BT. We're down the same road. This is so predictable here. That's why I just, look, this is basically evaluation mode. We don't know. I could sit here today and say, I am riding with Dart and Dable, and I want to see what they can do the rest of the year, and then probably next year as well, because I think then that's a proper evaluation. You would know definitively, much like we talk about a starting pitcher, you know, take him out when he gets knocked out.
Yep.
Well, right now, I think the jury is still out on Brian Dable and Joe Sheen. Obviously, it's not favorable to those guys, although they did make the postseason in year one. But for me, the true evaluation comes when they select their quarterback. So it's year one, two games into their quarterback getting a start. I just need to see a little bit more before I would want to move on and then start a whole new mess of things where you have certain things in place and then a new GM that it's going to take 3 or 4 years to see his roster and a new head coach and how many years we've got to evaluate him. That's where I'm at.
I will tell you one way I'd feel very good about Brian Dable. If you took his coaching record and completely flipped it, then I would feel great because then there would be incremental progress. So he's got one win so far this year, 3 last year, 6 the year before that, and then obviously 9. Now you move it in the wrong direction. But what's really happened is he won 9, then he won 6, then he won 3, and now he's at 1, and I probably think be in the neighborhood of 3 again. So it's not all his fault. I'm not saying that. I just don't see a disciplined team. I don't see a smart team. I do see some talent in certain spots. I don't think that it's completely devoid of talent, which is even less less reason for me to have conviction in Dable. Like there's just, like the Titans don't, even though they won.
Yeah.
That was crazy. They don't have a lot of talent, right? The Jets defense has almost no talent in terms of the secondary. And I'm not making a pass for Glenn here, but like the Giants, I believe, just have more difference makers than the Jets. It's close, but I think that they do. So to me, when you're just among the worst teams consistently in the NFL, I'm not getting on a chair and saying, I believe in this guy, because I don't.
Would you keep Shane?
I'd clean house. I'd get rid of them both.
Right. I mean, just to play to the last caller's point, like we've talked about it before. Yeah, well, that's one thing definitively I would never do. I would never. I don't even want to move on from those guys now, even though I would have fired them before they drafted their quarterback. Mm-hmm. But the last thing I would want to do is fire one and keep the other.
No.
Meaning fire Dable and keep Joe Sheen. Never I would do that. All right, let's get back to the calls here. Brad is in Mineola. What's up, Brad?
Gentlemen, happy Monday, said nobody after all the stuff the New York fans went through yesterday.
Yep.
But I will tell you this. I think when it all comes down to it and you look at it brass tacks, the game against the Chargers was great. The defense played well. The first two drives yesterday were absolutely incredible. Looked like the team was on a roll and going to win 2 in a row going into the Philly game on Thursday. Now, what happened and what I pointed to is 2 really bad drops, the flea flicker and then the other pass to Slayton, which, by the way, he shouldn't be on the field. That's another thing with the only options we have. We lost the game because of rookie mistakes and because a Saints defensive end was able to get the ball away from Cam Scadabo. And a game we should have won, we lost, but I'm putting it down to rookie mistakes. And these two guys are absolute animals. And I look forward to watching them every Sunday, meaning Cam Scataboo. So do we,
and so do I. I just want a better coach coaching them. I agree. I love Scataboo, and I love Dart.
Oh, BT, I agree with you. I agree with you, but the one thing I'm going to say about that, and I know you keep saying get rid of Dable. Last year we lost Andrew Thomas. Obviously, that took a hit to everything that we had. This year, we now lost Malik Nabers. The Giants had to play two defensive ends yesterday. Every single play. Mm-hmm. Bellinger and Johnson were the game plan, besides Scataboo running the ball up the middle and Jackson Dart doing his thing.
I know.
You have to adapt, and it seems like they adapted, but obviously rookie mistakes did us in yesterday.
They were moving the football. You can't win with five turnovers. End of story. Like, and that's on the rookies. I mean, that's on the rookie. Scataboo would have, on Slayton, who shouldn't be on the team. To me, he's so overrated. I shouldn't say overrated, but I never was a fan of Darius Slayton before. This is going back years. I mean, mm-hmm. We've watched him for years here. There's no way. He talks a big game, and it's, oh, he's the pro, and he's been here a while. He's terrible. He's not an NFL wide receiver. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be disrespectful. He's just not. They needed him to step up, and he fumbles the football. It may be the worst mistake of the game yesterday. You could live with some of the rookie mistakes. You cannot live with that. Inexcusable. The one thing I would say, though, too, about the defense, BT, because they were moving the football, those mistakes cost them. The defense, to me, is just not aggressive enough. They need to be an attacking defense. I don't know if it's just sitting back and relying on those guys to go get them, whether it's Burns or Kayvon, obviously Carter or Dexter to do his thing. Like, the secondary's not great. Sure, they have some players there, but their defense is not, for all the names that they have and all the talent that they have, they should be a swarming defense that wreaks havoc in the backfield.
Yep.
And they have not done that, period.
I mean, how many times have we sat back and watched the Giants defense, you know, obliterate somebody's game plan? The answer is basically never. You know, strip sacks and, you know, pick sixes and housing fumbles. I mean, you don't see any of it.
Right.
And if you have a bad defense, that's understandable. But when you have a defense with some electric, like high-level electric talent, like we've talked a lot about Kayvon. Kayvon's taken a nice step this year. He looks better to me all around. So to me, and we know all the other names. We don't need to just spit them out all the time. Mm-hmm. But when you have all those names, you have first round picks, you trade for Burns, you give them a contract. I mean, and the defense still doesn't really do a whole lot. Well, that's just not acceptable. So there's a lot of issues with the Giants. Dart seems to be one of the big answers moving forward. But I think they're going to get pummeled by Philly. I don't see, even like the game when the schedule came out, even like you look down the road, well, the Patriots, yeah? Giants going to beat the Patriots this year? Really? You see the game last night? I mean, who are the Giants beating? And if they don't beat anybody, which I'm not so sure that they will, and they go 3-14, I don't know how you justify bringing back the coach. I could not do that.
Mario.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Calling from Long Beach. What's up, Mario?
Nope.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good show, as always.
Hey.
Little thing on the Giants. I like Dart, but I got a real problem. I think he's got to be careful the way he runs. He's going to get hurt. He's taken too many hits. He needs to understand how to play a little better. Maybe that'll come with time. But we have to be careful about that with this guy, you know?
Well,
he runs too, and he takes too many hits.
I don't know what
you guys feel. I'll listen to your response.
Yeah, sure. You got it, Mary. Thank you. I'm sure, you know, I mentioned the Pats last night. I'm sure you guys were watching the game. You remember the play where Josh Allen had a pretty nice run, and he tried to deliver a stiff arm to the guy behind him. Do you remember that play?
No,
like he was going up
it.
The flats there. You know, sometimes you try to stiff somebody in front of you. Josh actually leaned backwards and tried to, you know, mush somebody behind him. Hey, if you're a buck that wants to run wild in the wilderness, nobody's changing you. And Josh Allen has that in him. I think Dart has a lot of that in him. Yes, you do want to learn when it's time to slide and when it's not. But one of the great things, or potentially really good things about Dart, is this energy and this toughness and this willingness to go in there and mix it up. And I don't know that if you strip that away from him, he's not Jackson Dart.
Yeah, also, you can't worry about injury. Quarterbacks who run more are more apt to get injured. That's a part of the NFL today. So many quarterbacks run. You can't just say, well, you got to protect him and prevent him from getting hurt. By the way, you could get hurt too just sitting back in the pocket. Look at Joe Burrow, who's been banged up, or others. Brock Purdy, all the other guys that are just pocket passers or more pocket passers that have gotten banged up. The thing that I loved about Dart, and they were talking about this on the broadcast yesterday, is that he says, they said he's got to learn to slide, which is understood. You have to be able to protect yourself. Running is good. Being smart is even better. But Dart said something that I've always believed in as a fan. Sliding on third down doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm going to run, I'm running to get the first down. After I get the first down, then I'll slide. But I'm not sliding on third down. I want the first down. And that's the right way to me. So you want to be smart about it and prevent injury, but you also want to play the game the right way. First and second down, you want to slide? Mm-hmm. Sure enough. Third down, that's not the time to be sliding.
You got to try to win.
Yeah,
right. You got to try to win. Move the sticks. I'm with you.
Cecil is calling from Franklin Square. What's up, Cecil?
Hey, guys. Great job as always. Just want to chime in. You kind of started touching on it just a few moments ago. Recently, I was listening to a former NFL great defensive player on a very popular podcast, the PBD podcast, and he was talking about his playing days, but how he eventually became the coach on the field and helping the defensive coordinator. I was thinking of, with this defensive team and the struggles with the Giants, there's no identity. I don't feel like there's an identity to the Giants like we used to have. And the name I'm going to just throw out there is someone like a Ray Lewis. He was talking about how he would go to the coach and say, we need to get this player out. We need to get this player in. This is where they should be. He would spend hours before and after practice, not training, but actually looking at tape, working with the coaches. And I don't want to say he could be an eventual head coach, but I think Shane Bowen, there was no identity in Tennessee. There was no results in Tennessee. And now we come here and we have no identity now. Ray Lewis, he's a leader of men. He can bring an identity, a passion and energy. It also kind of puts Dable in his place. Because you could tell Dable doesn't like that kind of strong personality type A. He just kind of puts everyone else around him. So I think Ray Lewis, I want to throw his name out there in the ring to become defensive coordinator and help the Giants reestablish an identity.
I mean, thanks for the call, Cecil. I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I'm saying it's an idea that, to me, is out there at the moment. Like, there may be a time, BT, where the Giants decide to fire everybody, and then you can talk about who you'd want in as the defensive coordinator. Maybe they keep everybody but fire Bowen. Like, that's a possibility as well. And then maybe you could bring up Ray Lewis. I would not go there. I think it's interesting, though, that Cecil would say that Dable likes to have he wants to be the alpha male. And mm-hmm. I think that the head coach should be the alpha male. The problem is the Giants haven't had that much success since Wink Martindale, who also wanted to be the alpha male,
yep.
since he left. And I still think that was the right move. Unfortunately, Dable hasn't had success without Wink.
And Wink was the real alpha male. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, the Giants' success with Wink is undeniable. The Giants' success without Wink is also undeniable. So it's just cluttered, man. I mean, here we are again. It's just another one of these seasons that's going nowhere. The one difference, you know, optically, at least Giant fans, unlike the Jet fans, you get to sit down, you get to see you know, what Dart is going to be. But other than that, there's just really not much to gravitate to. And I'm at the end of the rope with Dable. No disrespect. To me, he's not the guy, and he never will be.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.